Podcast.ph can be downloaded for free on iTunes by typing podcast.ph programs. You can also listen on Podomatic, Spreaker, Stitcher, Clamor, YouTube, and our official URL, podcast.ph. Like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+. Podcast.ph, the most active and fastest growing podcast network in the Philippines.
Can you adjust the frequency and volume a bit?
Startups, originators, música, cultura, the arts, política, sports, news, technology, crime, tragedy, comedy, lahat ng makabuluhan.
We are your independent podcast content creator, straight from the Philippine Islands. Mabuhay.
You're listening to podcast.ph.
Welcome to the 65th episode of Martin's Man Cave here on podcast.ph. My name is Martin Andanar, and you heard the gentleman earlier. You can go to iTunes, just type podcast.ph programs and download us for free. You can also go to Spreaker, you can go to Stitcher, and you can go to our official website, www.podcast.ph. Our guest today, the 65th episode, is Florante Villarama Fajardo. He was born on June 27, 1964, in Angat, Bulacan. Married to Maria Fajardo, who is a senior scientist and section head at Procter and Gamble in Singapore. He has two children, or they have two kids, namely Dominic Fajardo and David Fajardo. Both are studying in Australia, one in Sydney and one in Melbourne. Dante finished his elementary and high school at the Novaliches Elementary and High School and graduated top 10 in his class. He took up college at the San Beda College, and he finished in 1985 with a course of Bachelor of Science in Commerce and Business Management. He was also a Dean's Lister when he finished that course and was a full scholar of San Beda Alumni Association and a scholar of F.F. Cruz and Company. He finished his MBA at the De La Salle University Graduate School of Business and Economics and took up courses at the Asian Institute of Management, or AIM. He was employed by SGV, Far East Bank and Company, Asian Bank Corporation, and served as the branch head of the Cabao branch and also the Ayala Labang branch in 1994 to 1997. He also worked as an AVP for International Exchange Bank, and he set up the Ayala Alabang branch, an iRemit remittance group of iBank, Asia United Bank, and Philippine Business Bank, which he is currently the assistant to the vice president and the branch head. But mostly the reason why I invited my good friend Dante here is to talk about success and to talk about how he was able to fare very well from an ordinary family, growing up in an ordinary community, a regular Filipino middle class, and how he was able to rise to the occasion and become who he is right now, and eventually becoming the president of the Rotary Club in Alabang, which is one of the most prestigious Rotary clubs in the Philippines. And he is the immediate past president. So to talk about life, we have Dante here with me inside the man cave. Thank you so much for accepting the invite to share the lessons, the values in life, and we hope that a generation or generations of Filipinos who want to get to where you are right now can at least pick some lessons from this interview. Welcome to the podcast, sir.
Yeah, Martin, good morning. Thank you for having me here in your podcast. It's my honor to be interviewed by you.
Mm-hmm. First of all, no, in our countless conversations, you talk to me about growing up in Novaliche, studying there from a middle-class family, and being able to rise to where you are right now from the depths of, well, hindi naman siguro depths of poverty, but parang OE yun. Eh. Pero, alam mo yun, the typical Filipino dream eh, na umasenso, di ba? Tell us first about your childhood.
Well, actually, we grew up partly in Angat, Bulacan, and at the age of, I think, 8 years old, we moved to Quezon City in Novaliches, where my father got our first house there. And from there, I stayed long in Quezon City. I studied my grade 3 up to high school in Novaliches. So there I learned to enjoy life, simple life. We don't even go to Manila for leisure. Basically, all life in Novaliches. And there I met all my friends from elementary to high school. And that's how I evolved a simple life. No, but simple, but I could say very driven, because I went to the public school there because it's very near the house where we stay. So for convenience and, of course, for practicality, we moved to public school. But thankfully, I always belong to the top section. So we were always in the model class or pilot class. So the advantage really of going to that section one or a star section, I was a classmate to all 39 achievers. So somehow it influenced me to also shine and do good. So I guess the public school will always be a part of my life, of my life success. No, it taught me to work harder and to reach my stars.
I look at you right now as who you are and what you have become. And this is what strikes me. Kasi nakwento mo na sa akin yung buhay mo,
yes,
outside this podcast. That's why we're doing this podcast, yes, right now. Naging presidente ka ng Rotary Club Alabang, na yung mga miyembro hindi naman biro, mga mayayaman dyan sa Ayala, Alabang, mayayaman dito sa South, mga milyonaryo, bilyonaryo pa yung iba. Yung iba hold office in Malacanang, like Secretary Sunny Coloma. And then kinukwento mo sa akin na you were able to send your kids abroad to study because of your work and your wife also. And you've traveled the world all over. And your lifestyle now, my God, I mean, you can eat what the rich people can eat, and you can go to places where the rich people can go. And I look at the other end, kung saan ka nang galing, no? Yun, that's what strikes me. Tell me about your parents.
Okay, we learned, I value the hard work, which I really learned, number one, from my parents. My father is we're related partly to F.F. Cruz, no? The owner of the oldest construction company.
The billionaire F.F. Cruz.
Yeah, somehow my father is far relative of F.F. Cruz. So my father spent all his professional life, no, as a worker, as a foreman in that company before he died. And I saw in him the hard work. He will really put premium to his work. He will leave 4 a.m. to check the projects of my uncle, F.F. Cruz. And very simple. He's just a simple man. But I saw in him doing the work in a simple way, extraordinarily. So again, it entered to my heart, to my mind, that everything really is hard work. And then my mother is a housewife. We're 7 in the family. And we have a small sari-sari store to make her busy and to help augment income. So I also saw in my mother the simple meaning of hard work. So she will wake up early to open the store. And again, simple hard work. But I value them because they taught us really to, aside from the hard work, to be really very generous to people. And of course, to be very friendly. I think my father is always called mayor because he's the friendliest in the community or also in the construction sites, no? So I think partly I got from him the meaning or the real concept of being good to others, no? So simple as he is, but he's respected. He's called mayor, and I think that that's what I pick up from him: hard work, and being good, and being kind to others. I will always see them sharing, or some people go to our store, utang pa, and then they will share, no? So hindi ko akalain na yung palang maliliit na bagay na yun will something stick to my heart that maybe led me to do charity work. In high school, I will join the charity work visit to Golden Acres. Uh-huh. And then in San Beda, I was with the student council. I also partly, part of my childhood or college, my best part of my years in San Beda. So there I also practiced joining clubs that will bring me to charitable institutions. So basically, it evolved in that, no? So enjoying it, and then without me knowing, I excelled both in academic and clubs. And then without knowing also that that will also further hone my leadership, which I have been using in my all professional lives in banking. Mm-hmm. And of course, I have applied that in Rotary.
The word that struck me earlier most is foreman.
Yes.
Pag sinabi mong foreman ka ng construction, ikaw yung in charge doon sa mga carpintero, yung mga nagmamasa ng simento. So meaning, bago siya naging foreman, ay naging carpintero din siya. Kasi diba usually, pag foreman ka, alam mo yung trabaho. Eh. Marunong ka mag-carpintero, marunong ka lahat nito. Eh.
Yeah, I think my father learned the work through experience, no, for, uh-huh, through long years, because he'll always be the assistant of the owner, FF Cruz. Mm-hmm. No? He will be assigned in many sites, no, uh-huh, in those 35 years, I think. Uh-huh. So I think it's more of he has learned those jobs to the point that he became foreman.
Galing.
But it's more of, I think, his PR and management skills. Mm-hmm. Of course, my father at the end of the day will drink few beer to the workers. Uh-huh. I think that's part of handing people. Mm-hmm. And there was even a time that he will really attend all those activities of his co-workers, no? So yung foreman, I think it's more of kasama na rin doon yung payroll master, no? So he will bring
management talaga.
Yeah, management talaga. But you know, my father is a high school graduate, no? He didn't finish engineering, no? He was just really given this position of trust, no? Because my uncle, FF Cruz, will try to employ all our relatives, no? That's one way to give back to Angat Bulacan. He's a billionaire, I think, no? Mm-hmm. He passed away 3 years ago. So my father, my family is one of those fortunate relatives that was invited to work with him, okay, with discipline. Of course, if my father does not do well, he could be suspended, no? So there is no also favoritism. Mm. So I guess he became foreman because of experience and, of course, his genuine love for people, which somehow, yun yung natutunan ko sa kanya, yung the love of people, interest for people, and to be with people. Because basically, I'm also very friendly and sociable person.
You're the right person to, yeah, be president of a Rotary Club. Your father and your mother, you did not give me their names.
Yes, my father is Antonio Cruz Fajardo, and a native of Angat, Bulacan. And my mother is Amor Villarama Fajardo, also a native of one of the barrios of Angat, Bulacan. That's Binangbag. We call it Binangbag, mm-hmm, Angat, Bulacan. So they met in Bulacan, in Angat, and then the rest is history. So we're very proud to be Angateños, no? It's a small town after Norsagaray.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have. We're seven in the family. Mm-hmm. I'm the youngest, no? And basically, that's what I'm proud of my parents. Now we're seven, and then they sent us to relatively a good school. All of us finished college because, you know, for a foreman, it's hard to send these seven kids to school. So I have my brother, Philip, mm-hmm, but he passed away already. Okay, he worked also with the FF Cruz. Mm-hmm. And then I have sister in the States, Susan. And then she's a full-time housewife now and part-time worker in the States. But she used to work in the bank also. And then Nanette, I retired and happily taking care of his a boss in the Philippines and New Zealand. And then I have Nancy, a retired banker recently as well, successful one. And of course, I have my sister Floor, who took care of my mother when she was sick. She gave her best years of her life taking care of my mom. And right now, she's also happily retired because my father passed away. So we're helping her. I'm also one of those who help her for her life, not for her day-to-day living. And that's one way to thank her. And of course, I have Sister Mercy is also somehow retired because the son has finished work studying. So basically, all of my siblings are somehow enjoying retirement and in a simple life. No, we're a very simple family, no? And then, of course, me, maybe it's a different kind of life that went to me. I don't know, maybe it's destiny. So among the seven, I have been somehow the favorite of the family, you know. Somehow I'm also a breadwinner to my parents for some time, and maybe that's the source of the success or the source of luck, you know. What I have taken care to my given to my parents, somehow bumalik sa akin in a, they say, hundredfolds, you know. Maybe that's how things have become in my life, you know. I never thought of, because I help, I will be successful. I started from scratch. I started as an associate in SGV and a teller in Far East Bank. No,
look at you now.
Up to the
You're the boss.
yeah, I never thought that I'll reach vice president or region head position. I always believe in destiny, and of course, number one is hard work. No,
among your siblings, kanino ka pinaka malapit?
Actually, I'm close to all. But of course, recently, I'm close to my sister Floor because I saw in her the generosity. She took care of my mother who was sick for about 17 years. Mm-hmm. No? And I saw in her her time spent without if, without but. She gave up her job. A simple job to take care of my mom. So I saw in her the real meaning of care and interest to take care of my mother. So that's why I take care of her. Me and my wife, I really support her in her own simple way. But all the rest, I'm close, no, because we're a very close family. But I could say Floor because I think morally I have a moral obligation to make her happy and to thank her for taking care of my parents.
I want to ask you about your public school education because I want public school students to be inspired by your story, and I want them to know that there are still public school products or products of a public school system that can really make it in society. And then we'll talk about your education in San Beda. But before we do that, Dante, no, I want to ask you, why is My Way one of your favorite songs?
Well, basically, I think it's a common favorite by many Filipinos or even foreigners. No,
some,
My Way.
Some Filipinos get shot.
Yeah, I know, in the beer house. but My Way, I like the lyrics, no, because somehow, just like any other achiever people, Filipinos, yung My Way, parang buhay ko din yun, nagsikap ako, and then I've been to many challenges as well. No, it's not just an easy life reaching this what I have achieved in my own small way. I did it my way in the cleanest way and positive attitude, so my own direction. So that's why I like to listen. When you came over earlier, I was playing my song favorite, the My Way. So My Way is one, and of course the long and winding road. Anything na medyo ano yung tunog, no, medyo hindi naman malungkot, no, pero something that could help you reflect more of the past. So I like songs like that. So My Way and the Long and Winding Road, something like that.
Okay, we'll play My Way. Mm-mm. And incidentally, it's going to be Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday this December.
Oh, I see.
That centennial, no?
Okay.
Kaya maraming mga Frank Sinatra na naglalabas ng mga memorabilia.
Maganda yung ano kasi yung lyrics ng My Way. So, inspiring.
But written by or transcribed by Paul Anka.
Yes, I heard.
To English, kasi it was a French,
yes,
it was a French
yes,
tune.
Yes, yes.
So here it is, My Way by Frank Sinatra, one of Dante's favorite songs. Enjoy. We'll be right back with my good friend Dante Fardo. Don't go away. Frank Sinatra, My Way. Back with my friend, Dante Fajardo. Tell us a story about your education, public school system.
Well, my education in elementary and high school is spent in a public school, one of the best years of my life. I'm very proud, no? That's why when they ask me where did they take my elementary and high school, I always say right away, in a public school, no, because there I learned a lot, no, to be achiever, to be driven, no, because as I said earlier, I belong to Star Section of Section 1, mm-hmm. and then I also met there a lot of people because, for example, in a public school, there are about, if I recall it right, there are about 18 sections. So you belong to the first section, so you meet also a lot of people, different kinds of people, and I learned there also the simplicity of life, no? We're so happy, and I could say our teachers are all very competitive, and we were also be sent to division contests, and fortunately I'm also one of those being sent. And we will go as far as Quezon City because I belong to Quezon City Division. No, so we will go to Roses or Amaranto Stadium for competitions, not just academic but also some sports. No.
Sino yung mga teacher doon sa public school sa Novaliches, whether grade school or high school, na you're still in touch with right now?
Lately none, but there's one teacher that I will always be in my heart. No, our Section 1 advisor, Mrs. Arlinda Berdin, no? I think she graduated from UP Education, and she's one of the strictest teachers. And it ingrained in our hearts the meaning of excellence and being the best. We are 40 in a class, no? These 40 are all well chosen.
40, 18 sections.
Yeah, 40 times 18.
My goodness.
Yes.
Ganun kadami.
Yeah, because public school, all the middle class or lower middle class or the poor students in Novaliches should be accepted. The principle is they should accept, no? Mm-hmm. So I remember Miss Berdin will always instill to us the excellence, no? So very competitive inside that section. So without me knowing na yung pala we are preparing for a better life in college or university. So party. Maybe the reason why I got a full scholarship in San Beda, I finished top 10 also with honorable mention in high school. So I went to some schools, and my priority then was San Beda because I could see before some neighbor, rich neighbor, who will go to San Beda. So when I was in high school or elementary, mm-hmm. I was telling myself, I want to go to San Beda. And before that time, because my sister was going to Centro Escolar, so there are only two schools that I know before, San Beda and CEU, in front of each other,
yes.
And University of Santo Tomas. No? So I passed also UST, no? But I would prefer San Beda because that's what I wanted when I was in high school and elementary. But we can't afford, no? It's far. At the same time, we can't afford the tuition. So San Beda gave me the scholarship for 4 years. where I graduated with academic distinction, gold medalist, and Dean's Lister, seven semesters out of eight, and I was a scholar of the college.
Dun sa ano? Dun sa... Oh, by the way, I was supposed to go to San Beda.
I
passed the entrance examination.
Yeah.
And then...
CSAT.
Dapat CSAT, tapos dapat nasa ano ko, philosophy.
Yeah.
Arts and Letters.
One of the best courses of San Beda is philosophy. Oh, of course, commerce as well.
Dapat nandun ako because I was planning to take up law. But anyway, that's just a sidebar story. Dante, no? Sino sa mga classmates mo dun sa public school ang... meron kang pang communication?
Yes, marami kong successful na classmate sa aming batch, no? One of them is, I think, Attorney Joel Loren. He's a legal counsel of Nestle, Philippines. He was sent to Switzerland to study. I'm still in touch with him because he's also into arts, no? I collect few paintings, and he's also into painting. And I saw him recently in Dusit Hotel. I'm proud of him. He's now, I think, a legal counsel of Nestle. And several are judges right now in Quezon City. And some are, I think, successful physical therapists in New York. So, it's variety, no?
Galing.
Marami sa amin ng matagumpay na nagsikap nung as a public school kami up to now. So, as I said, we're now 50, no? So we're meeting more regularly because maybe time to celebrate, time to enjoy, and probably time to do some projects for our alma mater. That is our deeper goal of meeting. I think we're meeting by December.
50 ka na pala. Akala ko 40 ka lang.
51 actually, Martin.
Kumusta na yung eskwelahan nyo doon sa Novaliches?
Yeah, okay. I've not been there for some years. But when I go to our house in Novaliches, no,
it's still there, your house.
Yes, I will... The road going to our house will be the road going to our public school, the Novaliches High School. So I will see it every other Sunday, no? Well, it is maintained, well painted, and I guess more students now, I heard. So I don't have any exact news on the development, but I think the school is really serving its purpose because Novaliches High School is one of the best public schools in Quezon City. They will always get award for journalism, for academic, for science. So one of the best public schools that I know in Quezon City or maybe in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. Moving to San Beda. Ang daming illustrious graduates ng San Beda, no? How was the initial year or first year na nasa San Beda ka? Nagkaroon ka ba ng culture shock na pagdating doon, mga classmates ka na ng mga anak na may yaman? It's a private school.
Yeah. Well, I was very fortunate to get a scholarship in San Beda. Well, number one, I'm very proud. I never had this sort of inferiority because I knew I had a very good high school grades, and then I was given scholarships, and then I know that my attitude should be positive. No, I should enter that school believing in myself because if I don't, I will not be successful. No, though admittedly, 90% of my classmates are really very rich. No, some are even governor of our province in Angat, Bulacan. I remember the son of Governor Santiago, and the son of Mitra, the son of the mayor in Daraga. A lot of children of political person or top businessmen. No, but my self confidence was very strong. No, so it was not difficult adjustment, no, because I believe in myself, no. Mm-hmm. So, and fairness to my classmates, even though they're children of rich people, they are very down to earth. I think San Beda is also known for that, no. In general, the Bedans are humble and they like to be simple. Mm-hmm. So it was a good start, no. And then I focused on education because I have to maintain my scholarship, Martin, no. Mm-hmm. If I don't, I have to leave. Because I'm evaluated every semester. Mm-hmm. So my focus then was my academics. Of course, I got involved in several organizations, which I really like doing, mm-hmm. to hone my leadership and to bring me to charity works.
Sino yung mga naging best friends mo o barkada mo sa San Beda at sino din yung mga teacher or professor na naging malapit ka?
Okay. Well, right now, I think I maintained, up to now, I'm fortunate that I maintained two good friends. I have several friends in San Beda, but right now, up to now, I deal with these two friends, naging abay ko pa sa kasal. One is a successful lawyer, intellectual patent lawyer, Attorney Gilbert de la Cruz, which recently I have brought into Rotary Club of Alabang. No, he's very thankful that I brought him to RCA. He now lives in Alabang Hills. Mm-hmm. He's one of our best graduate, probably. And one is a executive vice president of their school. He's a businessman. They own one of the biggest colleges in Bicol, Daraga College. Mm-hmm. He is an EBP, I think, of Bicol College. Mm-hmm. And he comes here sometimes every month for a continuing education. So the three of us will go out sometimes in here in Alabang or Makati, but mostly here in Alabang. So these are the two people I go out and I'm still in touch. In fact, they're ninong to my children. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy. They're also successful, no? Educator, lawyer, and me as in banking and in civic works. And then for the faculty, I have several, but I could remember one, Mr. Geoffrey Alahar. He's still a teacher now there for, I think, 35 years.
Geoffrey was the one who interviewed me.
Yes. Ah, really?
Yeah. Kasi mataas na yung ano niya, yung position niya.
Yes, yes, Geoffrey Alahar.
He was the one who interviewed me. Anyway.
So, Geoffrey Alahar, I think ang buhay niya sa San Beda na all throughout, no? Geoffrey was my teacher in accounting subjects and up to the point that when I graduated, since I graduated with honors, he asked me to teach. So I taught in San Beda for about 7 years.
Business.
Business, basic finance, banking, and some commerce subjects for the second year and for the fourth year. So 7 years I taught part-time while I was in banking. At night, I will go to San Beda to teach, for example, Tuesday and Thursday.
Manila,
yes. Because I started in Asian Bank in Cubao. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I was younger then. I have all this energy to do it. At the same time, to give back. Because I was a scholar. I paid nothing. So maybe time to share. And I think that's 7 years. After that 7 years, I moved to San Beda, Alabang. I'm one of the first teachers to set up the college department of San Beda, Alabang. So that's also one little contributions. I'm one of those 7 teachers, I think, who started. Because I had experience already in Mindoro. So I sat in the commerce department of San Beda, Alabang. So I taught for a while because I have this MBA from De La Salle. And of course, they like teachers who are San Beda graduate because the spirit mm-hmm. and the real intention is there. So it's not the salary, actually. So Geoffrey Alahar is one mentor I would like to consider in San Beda. So up to now, and then they made me as a board of trustee of San Beda College Foundation with Dr. Jimmy Galvez Tan. So I'm one of the youngest then. That's also one achievement. So for several years, I was with Jimmy Galvez, Chito Loizaga.
Chito Loizaga, yeah, idol.
Yeah, the loyal Bedans, no? So for several years, I was a trustee of the San Beda Alumni Foundation. So somehow I have repaid through teaching and involvement in the foundation.
Dapat ma-podcast din natin si Chito Loizaga.
Yeah, I know Chito. In fact, Chito's son, Joaquin, is my schoolmate of my son in University of Melbourne.
Galing.
So in fact, the first day of my son, we met Joaquin, so we ate near Melbourne University, and Chito entrusted his son to my son. No? So they are barkada there for some time in Victoria, in Melbourne.
Speaking of children, speaking of family, let's talk about your family. Let's talk about your wife and your two children.
Yes.
But let's play one of your favorite songs first. The Long and Winding Road. What makes this song a favorite song?
Well, basically, gusto ko rin yung ano, yung tunog niya, no? Again, I'm more, sometimes I'm not much on the lyrics, no? Gusto ko rin yung ano, when you listen to that music, you get to reflect of the past, okay? Sometimes I see our life, me and my wife, no, and my family, we will always take the road less traveled, mm-hmm. no, for a more meaningful life, no? So it's not an easy path to success, but we've been to challenges, mm-hmm. Career and living, no? So I also like that song when I reflect of my past, no?
All right, let's hear it. The Long and Winding Road by the Beatles. And we'll be back with my good friend, Dante Fajardo. Don't you go away. You're still in the man cave.
The long and winding road.
The Long and Winding Road by the Beatles. We're back inside Martin's Man Cave on podcast.ph. My name is Martin Andanar, and I am with my good friend Dante Fajardo, the immediate past president of Rotary Alabang. Okay, balik tayo, yeah. Dante, no?
Yes.
Let's talk about your family. Let's talk about, first of all, your children and then your wife.
Yes, yes. Anyway, I'm very proud of my family. As I said, I believe in the word destiny, you know. If I went to public school all throughout my life, except San Beda and De La Salle for my bachelor and master's degree, my children are very fortunate to really have gone to international schools, no? And they started the first 2 years in Southridge, no? Because somehow we received formation with Opus Dei. We have some friends, no? We thought that they will go to Southridge, but never we thought that my wife will be given assignment abroad by the Procter & Gamble. So my two children were fortunate to have received international education, American system. And the eldest now is Dominic. He's a 22-year-old. Last December 19, he graduated from Melbourne University, belonging to probably the top 2% of his class. And right now, he'll be starting his Juris Doctor by February 2016, also in Melbourne University. So Dominic's been achiever high school and even elementary, and of course, partly athlete, no, in his days in international school. So it's very competitive. So he realized recently that he wanted to continue studying, which is Juris Doctor. My other son is into science, no? David Adrian Fajardo. He is 21-year-old, going 22. He is incoming fourth year at the University of Sydney. Also, I could say an honor student. He graduated in IS. I think with distinction, his diploma has red mark. He got a very good score also in international baccalaureate. So Adrian is taking a Bachelor of Science in Physiology. I think it's more of study of cardiologies, mm-hmm. and with Master's in Developmental Nursing. I think that is his pre-med. Someday he's aspiring to be a doctor, but one goal at a time for him. So Adrian is into science, while my other son is into law. Just like me, I'm talkative, no? So Dominic and Adrian are really very responsible children. I think that, just like you, Martin, you have a daughter in international school. They have learned independence, and they have learned responsibility and looking the world brother. Mm-hmm. So I'm very proud of these two children. Ang ambition naman nila mag-aral, no? So magandang ambition nakuha nila, and we're telling them to capitalize on education, because we always tell them, me and mommy started nothing. We started scratch, no? We were just equipped with very good education. Of course, a love of our parents, but basically where I am now, just like my wife Aster, is basically of the heavy investment we did for education. So I look forward to see my son Dominic as a lawyer and Adrian as a doctor someday, no? So these are our inspiration. We work so hard, actually, just like you. for the children, no? Hindi ko nga rin alam kung paano nangyari ito, lahat na ito. Nakapagpaal kami sa abroad, natikman nila yung first class education. We love the Philippines, no? Except that since na-expose na nga sila sa American education, so we thought of giving them the best possible education. Instead of giving them real estates or material things, we invested in education. So far, we're very blessed because they are making the most of this rare opportunity. Yung grades nga nila, misa hindi namin tinitignan dahil alam naman namin lagi na andun na sila sa top 1%, top 2%. So, it has become a habit. Maybe my children saw in me and my wife Astor the value of studying, the value of hard work, so which they have been applying now living in Australia. So...
And your wife?
And my wife, Astor, her full name is Maria Joan Astor Fajardo. Earlier was said Maria Fajardo, but her full name is Maria Joan Astor Fajardo. We met in La Salle. I took my MBA because pinlaano ko na rin yung buhay ko eh. Kasi sabi ko that time when I was hired by Far East Bank, I told the head of HR, Sunny Coloma, whom I cannot forget, no? I just delivered a book to Sunny Coloma from one Opus Dei friend, Mr. Jake Liachko. So when I delivered the book and partly sell to him the content of the book, because it was a summer job, I think, Sunny said, why don't you work with Far East Bank? So he called the HR manager outside of his room, and then he asked me to work in Far East. So the rest is history. So after a brief stint in SGV and that summer job, I started my career in Far East Bank, I think 1987 up to the present. So I met Astor in La Salle. So I told Sunny, put me in Vito Cruz branch because I will be taking my master's in 2 years. I will apply for a scholarship, if not in De La Salle, in the Far East Bank, because Far East Bank has scholarship programs for part-time employees. A part-time program of the full-time employees. So fortunately, I was given a scholarship by Far East Bank. So that's why I can't forget Sunny as well, no? So Astor then was with Pfizer Philippines until that year also he got absorbed, he got pirated by Procter & Gamble Philippines, no? Through our headhunter, Gigi Silueta. That's also one of my mentors, no? Gigi Silueta. So Astor is a chemical engineer graduate, cum laude of the University of the Philippines. And all throughout his life also, from elementary to high school, if not salutatorian, valedictorian, no? So it's a way of life for her and the other sibling of Astor to be in the top one or top two. Because the parents, you know, I believe their parents was a public school and a private school teacher in Bicol. So maybe na-inherit nila Astor din yung pag-aaral, no? So up to the point, Astor went to Manila to pursue chemical engineering in UP Diliman. And then through MBA days, nung ko siya nakilala, okay, so maybe destiny na naman, no? So that's how I met her, and then we became girlfriend-boyfriend. And the rest is history. So after MBA, Astor also one of the top students of De La Salle MBA. So she was asked to teach by the dean, one of our mentors also, Lydia Echaus, former president of FEU. So after 2 years of teaching, we decided that we get married, and then the rest is history. So Astor has been with Procter & Gamble up to now, 26 years, and we're very blessed that she is working there because it has given us education for the children.
Rotary Club Alabang. Ano ang meron ang Rotary Club Alabang?
Well, Rotary Club Alabang, as you said, probably one of the well-managed Rotary Club, one of the most prestigious clubs in the whole of Philippines. It's going 30 years old by next year, January. So it's an all-male club. Okay, and members, as you said, are the movers, the shakers of the society, not just in Alabang, but in our Metro Manila companies, no? Many are businessmen. So they're really very focused on the mission of the Rotary, okay, which is service above self. So consistently, up to now, we are doing projects and quality projects. Siguro yun yung meron yung ano, Rotary Club of Palabang. So we don't just exist year by year. So in all those almost 30 years, nagkaroon ng pangalan yung Rotary Club. One of our best projects, no, our support to Tuloysa Don Bosco, okay, where Father Rocky is our member now. One of the major projects of the club is to support this, the Tuloysa Don Bosco, very well managed by Father Rocky and his foundation. So another project is, of course, yung Bagong Paraiso Project. I think 1991, it was awarded worldwide, okay, by the for the Rotary Village Core projects, okay? So they transform, wala pa ako nun masyado sa Rotary, they transform this, I cannot say slum area, no, but very poor area in that part of Muntinlupa. They call it before Pook Jablo. And then they have converted that, no, to a model community. They call it now Bagong Paraiso. So many people have worked there. The pathfinders of the Rotary Club of Palabang, that time, Leo de Guzman, I could say probably Poli de los Santos, and those Fred Sarabia, and many more, okay, the pathfinders, they started this project, especially the family of Leo de Guzman. He was a governor of Rotary. So these are the two projects that up to now inspire us to carry in our hearts, because naging ano to eh, naging parang inspiration namin lahat.
What made you decide to run for president of Rotary Alabang?
Actually, I never planned to be the president of the Rotary Club of Alabang, because prior to this, Martin, I have become president of the Rotary Club of Laguna Technopark. I'm basically a South person, Santa Rosa, Nuvali, West Grove area, no? That's where we set up the first club where I became the president, the Laguna Technopark. And that's a small club, but it was a good club, no? And then I moved back to Alabang because my life has always been in banking. I don't know for what reason, always here in Ayala, Alabang. For the past 20 years or more, my assignment always is to help a small bank to become bigger. So I think it's my fourth bank now. No, I'm presently working with Philippine Business Bank. Mm-hmm. No? So it's always been my assignment, no? I, for one reason or another, pag napalaki na yung bank ko na isa, lilipat na naman ako for another bank. So hopefully this PBB will be my PhD and maybe my retirement. And here, I never thought that I will be involved again with Rotary Club, because for a while I was on leave with the Rotary because I was with Santa Rosa nga for a while in that Laguna Techno Park. So maybe destiny again, the word I always say is destiny. Someone back out, no, from the race for the next presidency, because I think he'll be doing some consulting work. So there was none. So up to the point, one person approached me, and another person, members of the club, also approached me. I could remember Nelson Mendoza or Dr. Nick Villatuya, the outgoing president then. So they're in search for president, the one to come, no? So medyo ano na that time, wala masyadong choices, dahil yung iba ayaw. Most of us ayaw, no? Mm-hmm. Ako naman, I'm always an achiever. Malakas lagi loob ko. Sabi ko, if I could serve, why not? So I told myself, okay, I will submit my resume if the board approves it, and then probably it's meant for me. So yun lang, I never thought of it. In fact, even yung paglipat ko dito sa Alabang, I never thought that I will live here. Mm-hmm. Yung pala, Martin, my purpose lahat. I'd like to share this, no, in public, no? I never thought that I will live here in Alabang. I was thinking of living in Global City, no? But medyo mabagal yung project doon where to stay. Bigla nagkaroon dito ng opportunity sa PhilInvest where I'm living now. Yung pala, after 3 weeks or a month after, mayroong turning point na may elect akong president ng Rotary Club. And when you are in president of Rotary Club, every Thursday, you cannot absent. You got to be near. Maraming projects at meetings sa gabi, no? Weekends, ganyan. So maybe this is also, like what you were saying earlier, sign, maybe this also a sign from God, no, that I will lead something bigger, and that's the Rotary Club. And another thing that happened to me, Martin, yung naging lay minister ako ng St. Jerome, na it happened also this period na. So tinanggap ko yon. So sabi ko, why not? Ayala Labang has been very good to my professional career, to my family, for the past 20, 25 years, dito yung assignment ko. So I told myself, why, before I retire, let me probably head the Rotary Club and give back. So nangyari yon. So fulfilled na ako. Yung gusto ko marating na makatulong, kasi nga ito nga ang aking playground for the past 20 years probably or more.
Ano yung mga legacy projects mo?
Okay, so I'm very blessed, no. They say I got many congratulatory from my colleagues, no. I did my best, like in the song My Way. I gave my best, my heart and my soul with the support of my wife, Aster, and my children, no. It was a successful year. Okay, of course I cannot please everyone, no, but it was a banner year for my club. So ang pwede kong ipagmalaki na naiwan kong project sa Rotary Club, no, kasi minsan ka lang maging pangulo. So binigay ko na yung buong puso ko at buhay, at saka nagdasal ako mabuti. And then the members helped me, the elders helped me, no. So yung nagbigay kami ng ng 30 scholarships, no. First time ata yan sa aming club, na kasi nung nagsalita ako, nung inappoint ako as president, lahat ng sinabi ko basically dun sa palms nung aming parang outtaking na yan, sabi ko gusto ko mag-focus sa education, because I was a professor in San Beda. At the same time, I am a product of scholarships, even my wife. So I told in that speech that I will focus on education for the poor. So thankfully, there is one elder member, Johnny Alog, who helped me conceptualizing a scholarship in coordination with TESDA of Muntinlupa. So, and of course, one guy who helped me also is Larry Katibaya, no. So yung aking idea, we put it together for the scholarship. That's one. Right now, nagte-text among that. We gave, it's just a short-term scholarship, 3 months, no. Pero it many of them got a job because of that scholarship, no. Mga short-term program like welding, okay, call center, iba't-ibang kurso yung binigay namin sa 30 na yan. Yung 30 na yan, piling-pili din yan. Hindi yan basta napunta na lang dyan. So that's one, the scholarship we gave them. Secondly, I think naiwan ko din with the help of one colleague, si Larry Katibayan, yung value formation. Pinangako ko din yun sa speech ko noon na we will focus on value formation. Kasi ako, I believe in I'm thankfully, I have many friends in Opus Dei. I receive formations sa mga circle na yan. Yung value formation na ingrained sa akin yan. So sabi ko, dapat bigyan natin ng value formation to mga batang ito. So in those areas, areas na tutulungan namin, yung barangay Poblacion, Southville 3, tsaka sa Bagong Paraiso, nag-set up kami ng value formation. So for the next 3 years, no, nakaka 1 year na ngayon eh, nagtuturo kami every once a month virtues for the month, and then we inject values to them, no. So that's one. Kasi in fact, na appreciate nga yung project na yan, kasi hindi lang giving breads and giving clothes, no. Ito kasi we inject to them the values of hard work, so on and so forth. And then last thing na I'm also proud, no, nakapag-introduce ako ng bago, kasi ang club namin going 30 years na. Sabi ko, I told the board, we are 30 year old by January, let's have something new, okay. So I was able to convince them to adopt, okay, the Barangay Poblacion Southville 3. So ngayon, dati Bagong Paraiso lang hinahawakan namin, ngayon meron na kaming Southville 3, and that is the future, Martin. If you will go there, andun lahat na na-reclaim, yung galing sa Riles. So yun yung inaalagaan namin ngayon, kasi andun yung opportunities na makatulong kami. Malaki yan eh, parang isang town ata yan eh. So nagsimula kami dyan ng value formation, and then yung scholarships, I think 17 came from that group out of the 30 scholars. And then of course yung aming right now livelihood na tayong ginagawa ng bagong president namin doon. So yun, naiwan ko yung Poblacion Southville 3 is a newly adopted community of RCA, kasi ayokong bumaba sa pwesto ko ng walang bago. Tsaka na-promote ko rin. Mm-hmm. Ngayon, sinusuporta namin yung Casa Miani. Dati tuloy sa Don Bosco lang. So, I told them if we could also adapt the 21 orphans of Casa Miani. So, right now, we deliver Gardenia bread. One of our members, Jun Umali, the CEO of Gardenia, is a member of the RCA. So, yun naiwan kong bago. Casa Miani, and of course, Southville 3. On top of Tuloy, and on top of Bagong Paraiso. So, yun. At saka, pang-apat din, I'm proud to, no? I have been blessed na, they say na transform ko yung club because we're able to recruit, okay, I think first time in the history din, na nakakuha ng, I think, 18 na new members, qualified, many are young, no? As young as 23, okay, 32, 40. So, kasi ang hinahanap ng club namin ngayon, ang kaya nga, ang ginagawa nilang pangulo ngayon, mga mas bata, kasi kailangan namin mag-recruit because our club is aging, no? Our members are 70, 80. So, nakapag-recruit kami ng 18 na bago na most of them, many of them are still with us. So, that is the main trust to recruit new and young ones. In fact, for a while, we were inviting you, but you're still busy. So, itong na-recruit namin na 11 or 18, na-solve din yung isang problema doon. Marami kami nakikita doon na potential next president. So, yung succession din, somehow na-solve. Kasi for a while, walang gusto mag-presidente nung wala pa masyadong bago. No? Okay. Ngayon, marami na kaming pagpipilian, assuming na consistent yung performance nila, na-solve din somehow yung issue of succession. So, bumaba yung average age ngayon ng Rotary Club of Alabang. So, marami na bata kami na members na I never thought hindi namin may imbita. So, you know, Martin, that's one thing I'm very proud of. I don't know kung paano nangyari din yan in 1 year. Naka-recruit ako with the help of some of our members na mga bata, magagaling at gustong tumulong sa mahihirap. So, I think I am known for that. In fact, nagka-award ako doon sa yung club namin.
Congratulations. So, yeah. Congratulations. And then, yeah. Dante, no? Before we wrap this up, if there are 5 people you would like to say thank you at the end of the road, who are these 5 people?
Yeah. Of course, number one, my parents, no? My Amor and Antonio Fajardo, because as I said, they taught me simplicity in a sense and of course, being generous to people. Siguro yun naman ako sa kanila. So, tsaka yung talagang tinaguyod kami sa pag-aaral kaming 7, no?
So let's consider you're the parents one. No?
Okay, and then of course, my own family, no? Astor, Dominic, and Adrian, because they are really the one that inspire me to work hard, to have positive attitude, no? They're abroad, but it still makes me very positive. They are my, I can say, my biggest inspiration, no? I have a very good family. And then of course, number 3, good you ask that because I will not be happy if I won't mention him. Like a second father to me or my best mentor, F.F. Cruz, the construction king. My uncle in my office in the bank. No, you could see the picture of my uncle. No, it's always in my desk. No, he gave me a lot of opportunities. No. Scholarship allowances and then mentoring and then he attended all my big events, wedding. So F.F. Cruz really gave my he gave best part of his life to me. He's like a father to me. In fact, wedding ko siyang umiyak eh. And then number 4, I would consider institution, no, siguro, no, San Beda, because doon nabuo yung self-confidence ko sa San Beda, no? Hindi ko makalmutan yung 4-year scholarship nila, libre, lahat libre. So, I'd like to go back someday there in San Beda probably to do part-time teaching, no, when I retire or to be involved again with the foundation of San Beda. So, San Beda will always be a part of my life, no? And then number 5, maybe one more, who else? Probably my siblings, no? My mga kapatid ko, no? And then my in-laws, no? because these are the people, not at the end of the day, will always keep me grounded, that they will always remind me where I started, and they're the people also that I can open with, no? So siblings then, relative, like also some kuno si mother-in-law. So basically
those are the five. Congratulations on your success. It's a long ride. There's a lot more years to go, and I am sure that you have, the Lord has more plans for you to help other people, and congratulations again. Thank you so much for the time. Thank you.
Martin, yeah, thank you. I think, as you said, I think my calling is in the Philippines. No, if you notice, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I think it's destiny again. I'd like to continue pursuing the calling of God. I think the calling of God is for me to make a difference in the Philippines through my work in the bank, through my ministry in the church in West Grove and St. Jerome, and of course through clubs like Rotary Club of Panabang. So these are the callings that I do now.
Thank you so much for your time. You just heard the 65th episode of Martin's Man Cave. My name is Martin Adanar. You just heard Dante Fardo, a very good friend of mine. And again, you can catch the podcast on podcast.ph. You can download it for free on Podomatic. Download it for free on iTunes. You can go to Stitcher or Spreaker. And please do look forward to our podcasts. Every Friday, we release a brand new one. And other programs on podcast.ph. You can just check the program list right there. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. God bless.
This podcast.ph presentation is supported by Martin Andanar's Homecast Studio and Audio.ph.